It sounds like the plot of a bad made-for-TV movie. What appeared to be a quiet home in a Thousand Oaks neighborhood with large ranch-style houses was actually filled with 80 venomous snakes, 8 alligators, and a myriad of other reptiles. Some Rancho Lane residents, like Diane Larson, were shocked to find out they lived near a huge collection of dangerous reptiles.
Scary, because snakes can go anywhere here. They can be anywhere. There's young kids. We all have dogs. There's horses in this neighborhood. There's everything.
The reptiles included a huge assortment of poisonous snakes.
We have monocled cobras, spitting cobras, king cobra, Egyptian cobras, gaboon vipers, puff adders, many different types of rattlesnakes.
That's Marcia Mayetta, the director of Los Angeles County Animal Care and Control. On Thursday morning, a combination of local and state animal control and public safety agencies served a search warrant at the Rancho Lane home, as well as at another more isolated facility on Carlisle Road, southwest of Thousand Oaks. 80 venomous snakes were found at the home and another 20 at the Carlisle Road site. Mayetta says while Todd Cates had permits for some of his reptiles, many were unpermitted. And even with the permits, poisonous snakes aren't legal in residential areas like Thousand Oaks.
The owner of the animals was arrested earlier by Ventura County Sheriff. We are continuing to collect the animals and collect the evidence, and we'll determine later where the animals are going to go and what charges, if any, will be filed.
Officials say the snakes appeared to be in safe enclosures and were being fed. Why Cates had so many snakes is a big question mark, but investigators think it's possible he was a collector.
It's not uncommon for reptile enthusiasts to collect a variety of different types and species of snakes because they're a hobbyist, and this is what interests some people. Collect stamps and coins, and some people collect venomous snakes, unfortunately, and this is very scary when it's in your residential area and where it's not in a secure facility.
The discovery may solve a 3-year-old mystery. In 2014, a white monocle cobra was spotted loose in the neighborhood. It triggered fear and a search which eventually led to the snake being caught and taken to the San Diego Zoo, where it now lives. No one ever claimed ownership of the snake. Then, 8 weeks ago, another snake surfaced.
A resident ran over a snake on the road, which turned out to be a Cape cobra, a venomous snake from South Africa. This is the same road where 3 years ago a white cobra was caught by our department. We reached out to Fish and Wildlife and found out about permit holders in this area, discovered the resident here had permits for a number of venomous species that are supposed to be housed at another secure location where they would be lawfully allowed to be kept.
It led to the Thursday morning search. Because the snakes are so dangerous, experts from the LA Zoo were called in to help identify them, paramedics were on hand, and a helicopter was on standby to get bite victims to help. While the snakes were removed, Mayetta says there's still one major concern. It's believed there may be a cobra still loose in the Rancho Lane neighborhood.
It's a red-bellied black snake. Our research indicates that they are not as lethal as the other species, and they try to avoid people, but we're encouraging anybody in this area, if they see a snake, call 911.
Because of the large lots and dense brush and plants in the neighborhood, there's no easy way to find this snake. All of this has left residents like John Davidson upset and nervous.
The biggest issue I think all of us care about out here is not that a person has a distinct hobby, but we've got children and grandchildren come up here. Kids are curious, and if they were to see a cobra, it could be a deadly curiosity.
Some neighbors say they heard stories about some snakes and other reptiles on the property, but they didn't realize they had what amounted to a large-scale reptile zoo in their neighborhood. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.